The mother of all space science fraud is at work in the measurement of star distances. Source, click here. Considering that it must be clear by now that the whole matter of the structure and size of the universe is a contest between two religious teachings about the origin of the universe and all that is in it, we must try to sort out which religious teaching we are going to accept when all the evidence is factored in. Even this guy looks like he's on the space station. Uppermost in one's mind in this decision should be these 7 points, which have been shown to be demonstrable facts in previous discourses in this series and in the 7 essays on the Kabbalah particularly. 1. The indispensable foundation of all modern cosmology is the Copernican model of a rotating, orbiting Earth and a stationary Sun. 2. This foundational heliocentric model is built solely on 7 interdependent assumptions which defy observational and experimental evidence. 3. The observationally verifiable transit of the stars around the Earth nightly is said by modern cosmology to be forever disproved because some of the stars are 15 billion light-years distant and the speed they would have to go to get around nightly is so great as to be incomprehensible and foolish to consider. Ergo, the Earth is rotating, causing it to appear that the stars are revolving nightly. 4. The determination of which model of the universe is the true one comes to rest on the matter of the thickness or radius of the universe, i.e., the distance from Earth to the furthermost known entity in the universe. Though theoretically the Machian geocentricity model claims any speed is possible, the model is not taken seriously by very many people. The reason it isn't taken seriously is because it also accepts billions of light-year distances to the most distant stars and therefore must accept the speeds required to get them around nightly. When it is realized that those speeds are forced to be millions of times faster than the speed of light, the credulity of even those who want to believe what they see and want to believe the Bible's plain stationary Earth teachings, see, 67 references, Graham Samant, is stretched beyond the breaking point. This conclusion about distances and speeds is, of course, the conclusion that has been made by the world, and even Christian churches committed to biblical creationism. This conclusion speaks volumes as to not only the steady decline of Bible credibility and Christian influence since Copernicanism took hold but, beyond that, a solid explanation for the dramatic acceleration of the decline since the evolutionary mindset which fuels Big Bangism began its conquest of academia and the media more than a century ago. 5. This situation forces all of us to stop and remind ourselves that triumphant modern cosmology has presented itself to the world as being a secular scientific enterprise while in reality though the fact has been long hidden from the world ! The 15 billion year old and 15 billion light year thick universe concept is derived directly from one of the holy books of Pharisaic Judaism called the Zohar Kabbalah. See, NASA's Hanky Panky, Kabbalah 2, P.7, Kabbalah 6. 6. Because of the centuries-long secrecy surrounding the fact that all the essential elements of modern cosmology 15 billion years, Copernicanism, relativism, Big Bangism, and expanding universe are derived from the metaphysical Kabbalah, the success and magnitude of the deception that has been palmed off on the world as science has created an entirely false picture about the size and structure of the universe. This knowledge of the universe and its origin has been portrayed as a contest between science and the Bible, and via a ceaseless evolutionary drumbeat throughout the media and academia the loud and clear message is that science has won that contest. However, since the cat is out of the bag about this incredibly deceptive covert religious operation with all of its knowledge and culture-shaking ramifications, the exposure of what has really happened draws closer with each passing day. As the word gets around and the fact sinks in that the spiritual motivation of Antichrist Kabbalism/Talmudism has always been to destroy the credibility of the biblical universe and the biblical God behind it all, such an awakening to the truth of the matter will open even the most jaundiced eyes and establish a motive that cannot be ignored. Whether that truth is welcomed or hated will depend on the individual receiving it. 7. When those factual parameters are understood, even the most earnest skeptics should be open to discovering, a. what the biblical universe really entails, b. what true scientific support relates to it, and c. what further evidence is required to determine which is authentic and which is fraudulent. Parts 1, 2, 3, and 4 have provided a basic understanding of what the Bible teaches and what facts confirm about the size and structure of the universe. It is clear from that understanding that there is one problem that causes people to be afraid to reject all of modern cosmology from Copernicanism through Big Bangism, and that problem is a conviction that science has proven that the stars are too far away to go around the Earth nightly as they are observed to go. That problem should dissipate as one begins to realize that, a. the biblical model and the historical and scientific facts that support it shrinks the size of the universe to no more than a one light day, a size which allows the stars to go around nightly as observed quite nicely, thank you, and b. all the science falsely so-called with which we have all been thoroughly indoctrinated is a big, fat, hairy virtual reality deception, VRD, from start to finish. C. Virtual reality fraud. When all this and more begins to really percolate in one's mind, a veritable tornado of choices immediately threatens to overwhelm any thinking person. It's just unthinkable. We'll top the list. Nevertheless, when one does come to grips with the inescapable reality that every facet of modern man's knowledge, see, knowledge impact, is dependent upon a creation scenario embodied in Antichrist Kabbalism disguised as science, the die will have been cast, the dice will have been rolled, the Rubicon will have been crossed. Verily, once it sinks in what has happened to produce the evolutionary mindset that controls all but a fraction of everything modern man believes, there can be no turning back for the lover of truth. Whatever the personal cost in pride and all the rest, a choice will have to be made by everyone regarding deception. That choice will be, A, whether to prefer the lies about the evolution of the universe, the earth, and mankind, and all that is handcuffed to those lies, including death without hope, or, B, to be amazed but pleased to be freed from such deception and to know there is a Creator God with an eternal plan, and that this plan has been and is being offered to all who can receive the love of the truth, 2 Thessalonians 2:10, and, C, to seek His direction in what looms ahead under a Satan-empowered, Satan-worshipping, God-blaspheming, global government under which every last detail of genuine biblical eschatology will be fulfilled, Rev.13:2b7, C, God's end time drama. Okay. Enough of that. It's time to expand our understanding of how state-of-the-art technology has been and is being used to establish and uphold the Kabbalic Big Bang model of an evolved and evolving universe of a size and structure that destroys the biblical account of creation and a Christianity that rests upon total Bible credibility. Previous essays on the use of high-tech fraud in this battle between the creation scenarios of two antithetical religions should be kept in mind as we go forward with this expansion of that theme. See, NASA's hanky-panky, virtual reality fraud, redshift fraud, size structure part 6. Fraud in the measurement of distances in space. The size of the universe is, after all, the bottom line between the biblical model and the Kabbalic model, isn't it? The Kabbalic Big Bang model is joined at the hip with the expanding universe model. One has no meaning without the other. And the age of the Big Bang expanding universe model is determined by the alleged distances from the alleged explosion that the stars and other objects have allegedly traveled to date, i.e., an incomprehensible 15 billion light years. Using the Einsteinian speed limit, this has taken 15 billion years at light speed. So, the universe is 15 billion years old and 15 billion light years thick according to today's science supported by today's technology. Don't forget, each part of this scientific model is derived from the writings of Kabbalist rabbis from the first century to today, see, Kabbalah 2, pp.2-4 Kabbalah 6. Something that must be completely clear in our minds before going on to the distance-measuring fraud upholding Big Bangism, mostly by people who doubtless have no idea what they are really doing, is that Big Bangism is first and foremost the intended final triumph of the concept of evolutionism over biblical, and Quranic, creationism. Either an explosion 15 billion years ago created the universe, and the earth, and mankind by accident without any need for God, or maybe some kind of impersonal clock winder God. See, ID pitfalls, or, a designer God with an eternal plan for mankind had the resources to do it and created all of it in 6 24-hour days about 6,000 years ago. As it turns out, both of these models require faith in separate creation scenarios from different books belonging to different religions. The world doesn't know this, and believes its faith in an evolved universe and Earth and mankind is a secular scientific concept upheld by solid proofs which have nothing to do with any religion. That fact, and the means by which faith in this science falsely so-called has virtually triumphed, despite its being based 100% on assumptions which contradict all observational and known scientific evidence, makes the deceptive Kabbalic model highly vulnerable despite its seemingly impregnable position in the world today. Again, here's why that is so: every single aspect of Kabbalic Big Bang cosmology is dependent on one's continued belief that the Earth is rotating daily and orbiting the Sun annually. If it is the Sun and not the Earth that is moving as the Bible teaches repeatedly, see, 67 references, Graham Samant, and as all observational and experimental evidence confirms, then it's Humpty Dumpty City for evolutionary cosmology and biology and all the rest of modern man's knowledge, see, knowledge impact, that is built on those incredible myths masquerading as science. So, is it possible that the entire construct of Kabbalist Big Bangism, which establishes an evolutionary mindset about the origin of the universe, the Earth, and mankind, is a concept that rests wholly on continued faithful acceptance of a rotating, orbiting Earth? Is that faith in a rotating, Orbiting Earth, all that is holding up the Kabbalic religion's origins scenario of a 15 billion year old explosion generated universe that is 15 billion light years thick. Can it be that the fate of this faith in this creation scenario of the religion of Antichrist Kabbalism, which is far advanced toward destroying faith in the creation scenario of the religion of anti-Kabbalist Christianity, hangs in the balance wholly over the matter of whether the earth is moving or not? That is precisely the situation. Let's establish first that it is an undeniable fact that the Copernican heliocentricity model of a rotating and orbiting earth is the premise, i.e., the tightly muted but indispensable foundation of the Kabbalic universe. Notice in the quotations which follow that this very premise is inseparable from the whole science of measuring distances in space. The Copernican premise upholding the Big Bang paradigm. Astrometric measurements not only determine the position of objects on the celestial sphere, sky, but also can be used to measure the distances to the stars. By measuring the change in a star's position as the Earth revolves around the Sun, you can determine the distance to that star. This change in a star's position, based on a Sun orbiting Earth, is known as a star's parallax. Astrometry is the foundation on which almost all of astronomy is based, the bedrock of methods for determining distances to astronomical objects. 1. So, plainly admitted, the whole concept we have of distances to the stars is founded on the premise that the heliocentric model of a Sun orbiting Earth is a fact. Just as plainly, if that premise is wrong, then all the alleged distances to the stars are baseless. This understanding is vital to the truth of the whole matter when it is realized that those fantasized distances are the only thing holding the Copernican concept together in the first place. Another quote about this all-important parallax concept as a measure of distances to the stars confirms the dependency on a moving Earth. Trigonometric parallax is the apparent displacement of a nearby star against the background of more distant stars resulting from the motion of the Earth in its orbit around the Sun. If a star's parallax can be measured, it then determines the distance to the star. 2. Though still dependent on the motion of the Earth in its orbit around the Sun, we notice that the trigonometric parallax is only good for nearby stars which, this encyclopedic report notes, is only useful for stars within 100 parsecs. 1 parsec is defined as the distance, equivalent to 206,265 times the distance from the Earth to the Sun, or about 3.3 light-years. That would put 100 parsecs some 330 light-years distant from an orbiting Earth, virtually at our elbows in current cosmology. Work it out arithmetically and see what you get in either miles or kilometers. Then try it with the Kabbalic 15 billion light-year distance, and you will begin to get a real sense of the kind of funny farm pretext of scientific exactitude that is involved here. One is reminded of Darwin's annoyance with Sir William Thompson's calculation that evolution took 98 million years. Southall noted that Mr. Darwin represents that it must have taken 306,662,400 years, 3. Now notice how the orbiting Earth premise continues to be the foundation of all other techniques for measuring distances to stars that are claimed to be millions and billions of light years away, even though it is admitted that the trigonometric parallax method is limited to nearby stars. The first stellar parallax, the trigonometric one, was measured in 1838 by Friedrich Bessel for the star 61 Cygni. Its parallax of 0.3 places it at a distance of 3.3 parsecs, or about 11 light-years. 4. I had to read this 2 or 3 times before it sank in, and the same message is standard in all reports on the subject. What message? This blue-ribbon pseudo-scientific hornswoggle that ranks up there with the best the devil has to offer, that's what. Herr Bessel's finding, in 1838, for the distance to 61 Cygni based on his trigonometric parallax hypothesis of parsecs has become the standard cosmological reference for distances to all the nearby stars. This is in spite of the fact that the method was calculated upon and was therefore deduced from the conviction in virtually all cosmological circles by that time that the Earth orbited the Sun and was on opposite sides of the Sun every 6 months. As has now become a fact, of course. Since any accurate application of parallax to the calculation of distances is wholly dependent upon the position of the observer relevant to that which is being observed, Bessel's deduction was based on faith in the heliocentric assumption that the position of the Earth-bound observer changed every 6 months by some 186 million miles, the diameter of the alleged Earth orbit. By contrast, geocentric parallax is a technique which uses the diameter of the Earth as a baseline. Because of this small baseline, 8,000 miles, this parallax is useful only for close objects such as the Moon and perhaps a few planets. Thus, if the Earth and its observers are not orbiting the Sun, The standard for distance measurements that is arbitrarily set at 206,265 by 93 million miles based on 0.3 parallax taken from an observation point 186 million miles away from the previous observation point. Those measurements would produce a distance that is 23,250 times larger than a distance calculated from a stationary Earth. 8,000 by 23250 equals 186,000,000,000. The importance of what has happened here relevant to true measurement of distances in space cannot be overstated. The only reason any parallax at all showed up for Bessel's star 61 Cygni, 0.3, was because the baseline for the observer was assumed to be 186 million miles further away than the baseline of the observer 6 months earlier, thus giving a baseline on a triangle of 186 million miles instead of 8,000 miles. The proof that calculations of nearby star distances are dependent upon the heliocentric assumption of a rotating, orbiting Earth couldn't be more clear. What we have here is mathematical tautology, pure and simple, viz., the Earth orbits the Sun and provides a parallax figure which pushes even the close stars out 23,250 times further than they would be if a non-moving Earth parallax were used. Then the light-year distances derived from this sleight of hand are used to prove that the Earth cannot be stationary because the stars are too far away to get around nightly. Some epithets come to mind, but I forbear. Using stationary Earth parallax, how far away is Bessel's star 61 Cygni really? Based on an orbiting Earth, he put it at 3.3 parsecs, about 11 light years distant from Earth. That's about 64,660,000,000,000 miles. If the Earth is not moving, his figure is 23,250 times too big and the parallax distance would be circa 2,800,000,000 miles, the alleged Earth to Neptune distance. That's more like it, but stationary Earth parallax calculations are too small to triangulate even at that distance. An article from Sky and Telescope tells us that Bessel's orbiting Earth distance definition of a parsec is also applied to alleged distance benchmarks of 1,000 parsecs and 1 million parsecs, both still rooted in the assumption of a heliocentric parallax diameter 23,250 times as great as a geocentric parallax diameter yields. Professional astronomers often use another unit than the AU 93 mil. Miles, for big distances, the parsec. One parsec equals 3.26 light-years. In case you're really wondering, a parsec is the distance where a star shows a parallax of one arcsecond against the background sky. When the Earth moves one AU around the Sun, a kiloparsec is 1,000 parsecs, and a megaparsec is 1,000,000 parsecs. 5. Another source admits, it is almost impossible to tell the distances of objects we see in the sky, but not quite, and astronomers have developed a large variety of techniques. Have they ever? Here I will describe 26 of them. I will ignore the work that went into determining the astronomical unit, AU, the scale factor for the solar system, and just consider distances outside of the solar system. A trigonometric parallax. This method rates an A because it is the gold standard for astronomical distances. It is based on measuring two angles and the included side of a triangle formed by 1, the star, 2, the Earth on one side of its orbit, and 3, the Earth 6 months later on the other side of its orbit. 6. Again, we see the complete dependency on the unproved assumption of an orbiting Earth in calculating star distances. If that assumption is wrong, all alleged star distances upholding the pseudo-scientific Kabbalic universe are 23,250 times too large right off the bat. That would be big time wrong, would you agree? But that's not the worst of this built-in deception booster. No. All it does is to invite theory-happy cosmologists trained never to question the evolutionary mindset to roll up their sleeves and see what they can come up with to simulate more stars and galaxies and nebula and planets and then to ascertain their distances with a great show of exactitude. The article above notes that there are at least 26 different techniques for stretching star distances to fit the Kabbalic Big Bang paradigm. Think of it. 26 different theoretical models just to stretch star distances. Then think of all the mind-blowing software sophistication which is premised on previous assumptions that are handcuffed to the rotating orbiting Earth assumptions. All of this pre-digested science has been programmed into computerized technology for one purpose, namely, to push those distances out to the 15 billion light-year boundary set by Kabbalist rabbis centuries ago, see, Kabbalah 2, and currently articulated by Kabbalist physicist Schroeder, see, NASA's Hanky Panky, Kabbalah 6, et al. Note to all these theorists, you can stop inventing those extra distances. The Kabbalist origin scenario is settled on those figures and they are triumphant in the science world. That's all that religion requires, so stop already. The age and size of the universe is agreed upon by one and all from the fourth grade through the PhD to be circa 15 billion years old and 15 billion light years thick. So, let's just see you Bible freaks who say the Earth isn't rotating and orbiting the Sun try to get those stars around a 45 to 47 billion light year track every night. Hey. Comparisons and comments need to be amplified on the multitude of theoretical techniques that are pure and simple distance measuring deceptions being applied to bodies in space, not only stars, but even for planets beyond Saturn. Other means of coming up with those thousands and millions and billions of light-year distances claimed by the Kabbalist Big Bang paradigm must be believed, or that dog won't hunt. We are going to look at a bunch of those far-out claims in Part 6 titled, Pages of Additional Evidence of Across-the-Board Deceptions in the Measurements of Star Distances in Space, Part 7 after November 1, 2003. Bibliography. 1. FAME Frequently Asked Questions, http://www.usenow.navy.mil/fame/fac/p.1/June 1, 2001. 2. Infoplease.com, Parallax, http://www.infoplease.com/say6/sci/a083-7583, HTML, p.1, May 15, 2003. 3. James C. Southall, The Recent Origin of Man, Philadelphia, J.P. Lippincott & Company, 1875, p. 56. 4. Op. CIT, infoplease.com. 5. Sky and Telescope, Words You Gotta Know, Alan M. McRobert, http://www.skyandtelescope.com. 6. Trigonometric Parallax, http://www.astro.ucla.edu/distance.htm, p. 1.